And on this Tuesday afternoon, let's head on over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Christmas on Saturday.
I know. It's exciting. It's all sparkling and exciting and all that. I did end up putting up a couple more trees, Paul.
You did? In your house?
Yes. Gary's like, I thought we were only going to have one. Well, I got done with too many things too early, and then I don't know what it is, but I'm like super energized at this time of year.
Yeah.
So at night, he's just sitting in a chair, and I'm just running around doing this and that and the other thing.
Well, I know that Christmas is your favorite holiday season, and it's a real special for you and your family. You do a lot of neat traditional things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It's a fun time. It's definitely fun. And yep. And I think I like all the sparkle. I think that's what must draw a lot of us in is sparkle, sparkle, sparkle everywhere. So how can you not be smiling and happy when you see that?
Yeah. And lots of lights.
Yeah. And so tonight, we have a program at the Appleton Library, and it doesn't necessarily involve sparkle, but we are making some stars is what I would almost call it in a sense, but it's ornamental paper. And so basically what you do is you take different paper bags, hot glue them together, and you can create some incredibly beautiful designs. And we have so many of them on display right now at the library that I'm super pumped and excited about this class tonight. I managed to find some templates for those people that don't like to freehand.
Okay.
And people will be able to make all sorts of decorative elements. It was kind of cool. I saw an author, in fact, it was the author Jane Green, had some of these on display in her home for Christmas. So, it's a pretty cool project. And that is tonight, which is Tuesday the 21st, at 6:30.
Okay, good.
So super exciting that we get to have that class this week. Also, next week, we have a class as well, and that will be, we are having our Lego Club on Wednesday. And so no registration is needed. Just come on down, and this is for 2nd through 6th graders to be creative for Lego Club. But those of you who are listening also get to hear kind of a sneak peek of some things we have coming up in January. So it's just a secret with our public, right? Not really much of a secret. But our Winter Reads program starts, and this is for adults, on January 1st. And the program runs through March 31st. And it is a reading program for adults that you read books and you earn prizes while you're doing it. And, you know, it's not like a trip to the Middle East or anything. it's just little kind of prizes here and there that you earn as you read books. But super fun, and you can watch on Facebook when people win different prizes. I try to post a few pictures here and there. And that starts the 1st of January, but we are accepting registrations for that right now. Also, Steve Starrood will be here in January on the 5th and on the 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. So keep that in mind if you need some help with any tech or, any other questions and things like that for, adult basic ed and ESL and all those things as well. And then we are having every Wednesday in January, we have some after-school event. And it starts with a movie on the first week, on after-school glitter globe craft the second week. The third week is a take-and-make for children and families to pick up. And the fourth week, of course, is Lego Club. So keep those things in mind, is every Wednesday after school is something for kids. And then also, we will be having a punch needle class for adults, and we aren't accepting registration for that yet until the 3rd of January. And then we've got to take and make really cute metal cardinals that we're going to be doing for adults as well. So lots of different things going on. I mean, we've got more things planned, but you'll hear more about it that first week in January.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, it's I know it's the holiday season. People like to curl up with a nice book during the holiday season. So what are people reading?
Well, we've got a couple of new things to talk about. Amanda Gorman has a new book out called Call Us What We Carry, and it's a debut collection of poems on identity and history by the presidential inaugural poet who wrote The Hill We Climb. So I think that is going to be a super popular book. Jody Picoult has a book, Wish You Were Here, which is kind of interesting what it's about. It's Diana O'Toole reevaluates her seemingly perfect life when a pandemic disrupts her vacation in the Galapagos Islands. So talk about imitation of real life, huh?
Really?
And yeah, so that's what that author did. And then Patricia Cornwell, if you are a fan, has released the 25th book in the Kay Scarpetta series. And we have got some fans, so make sure that you get on a list for that book as well. And new in nonfiction is Kayleigh McEnany. Anyway, the former White House press secretary gives an account of her journey, and the book title is For Such a Time as This. Then Jimmy Chen has a book out called There and Back. It's photographs and stories of expeditions on all seven continents for the Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. Very interesting book. So if you have a favorite author or if you're looking for some book recommendations, always stop on down here at the Appleton Library. We're pretty much all readers here, so we always have some recommendation or another that we love to help people continue to read with us.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us when you're going to be open here, and you know, you got some holiday hours probably?
Sure. During the holiday season, we are closed on Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and then we will be closed on Saturday the 1st of January. So keep those things in mind, but remember, we always have our digital content that is open 24/7. For downloadable books, magazines, audiobooks, all sorts of wonderful things like that. They're available with your library card. We're open Monday next week, of course. Monday, 10 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7. And so that's what we are open next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, of course, you can always call us on the phone at 320-289-1681. Visit us on our website or on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here. And, of course, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
You too, Cindy. You have a Merry Christmas too, and have fun with your family.
Yes, you too.
All right. That's Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library with our Appleton Public Library show.